Thank you. I told him, Satan, get thee behind.
Amen.
Victory shall be mine. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory.
Praising my Savior.
This is my song.
Oh, yes.
And we got a right to praise him.
All right, all right.
And praise him.
Yes.
What you praise him for, preacher? Praise him for waking me up.
Yes.
Praise him. We got a right to give
yes.
him the glory.
Yes.
And praise him, my Savior. I'm in song, y'all. All the day long.
Amen.
Amen. We got a right to praise him.
Yes.
And then we have turned to in the hand of our pastor. Amen. And she come. Let us say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor Barry.
Good man, that's the most in the hand. Amen. Amen. God bless you, all those that are in the house. And we pray for those that are on their way. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, those that can't stand, let us stand for our prayer. Amen. You ought to be in prayer. Prayer has gone forth. Amen. Prayer has gone forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. It says, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet should stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn. Amen. Our opening hymn is leaning on the everlasting arm. What a fellowship. Come on. What a joy be thine. Amen. Leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness. What a peace of mind. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Thank you. arrive our second selection. What was that? I'm a soldier. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
New Testament, Lazarus. John 12 for Lazarus.
Right.
That's New Testament.
Isaiah
58.
Isaiah 58, those that have your Bible.
Yeah, Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 5. And then, St. John 12, 1 through 5. For Lazarus.
Isaiah. Yeah.
Amen. Come on, come on. It's 11:20. Deaconess, can you do the New Testament? You have Old Testament, Minister Wilson. Minister Wilson have Old Testament. The deaconess come forward with the New Testament. What's the New Testament?
St. John 12, 1 through 6.
St. John 12, 1 through 6.
Come on.
Our Old Testament reading, Isaiah the 58th chapter, verses 1 through 6. The prophet Isaiah reads, says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they like to know my way. As a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God.
In that.
They asked to leave the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching to God.
Yeah.
Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exact all your labor. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high.
Amen.
Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush? And to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Was thou called this a fast, an acceptance day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let your press go free, and then break every yoke?
That's good.
One, two, six, that's
amen.
Good. Lord, I'm blessed to
read
the word.
Let us all stand for the reading of the wickedness. Come on, Trump. Amen. My oldest daughter, she's ridiculous. Amen. God bless.
John 12. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among the reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took about a pint of pernard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor,
yeah,
but because he was a thief and keeper of the money bag,
yeah,
to help himself to what was put into it.
Praise
amen.
You may be seated. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a soldier.
Let us all stand.
Jesus is on the main line.
The prophet Isaiah prophesies about cry loud and spare not.
Yeah, that's it.
Tell the house of Jacob of their sin.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand the prophet foresaw some things coming down the road.
Yeah.
And then whether you realize it or not, my brothers and sisters, we are in that time.
Yeah. All right,
that the prophet was prophesied about in latter days. Because if you look around in the world today,
yeah,
and children of God, we really need to cry out.
Yeah.
There's never been a time for the church to cry out. It's not that time in now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, this time I was laying around on the sideline.
Yeah.
It's time for the church to cry out. Let the people know that Jesus is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
He's not dead.
Well,
cry out like the prophet. In other words, what he was saying was that it's time for the church to wake up and stop sleeping.
Yeah.
We're sleeping on the enemy. The enemy is running rapid every day.
Yeah.
And the church is running away from the enemy. Can I get some help here? But I came with some good news. It ain't over yet. Even though the enemy is messing up everything, and we have to wear masks to the church, wear masks to the grocery store, and wear masks to school, but it ain't over yet. Oh, Lord, I know you're tired, and you get aggravated and frustrated, and you feel like throwing up the game. Lord, it ain't even worth it. But I came to tell you, it ain't over yet. Isaiah saw it coming down the road, and he as children of God were going to suffer these things. But that's not the end yet. Do I have some help yet? Well, the reason I know that it's not over yet, that we got to see before it's over here. The prophet prophesied there's another number that no man can number. We hadn't seen that yet. We hadn't seen some things to let you know that the end is not yet coming. Do I have some yet?
Jesus got the power to bring it back alive.
Oh, yeah.
has the power to heal you. He has the power to deliver you. He has the power to resurrect you. This was over yesterday. I tell you, baby, the fight is not over.
Got time. Thank you.
this worship center ministry. We pray God's been a blessing to you, and that on next week you would tune in at the same time to listen to the New Guidance Ministry. God bless you, and we love you.